Today, First Start Pool and Patio, 5959 West Highway 50.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're very pleased to be joined by the Executive Director of the Lyon County History Center, Mr. Greg Jordan. Greg, good morning.
Hey, Greg.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How about you?
Well, it's a beautiful day here in the big city, so everything's looking up.
It is a beautiful day. Lyon County History Center, and let's see, let's kick things off with... Well, with a COVID update, unfortunately, we have to continue to do this. We have still surging numbers here. So what's the latest at the History Center COVID-related?
Well, COVID-wise, we are strongly encouraging people to wear masks when they come into the facility. Our staff is currently wearing masks, and we want to keep everybody as safe as we can. So we strongly encourage that. And we do have masks if you don't have one. So we'll make sure we'll get you covered for that. Also, because of COVID, we've had to change or cancel a few events. We are no longer, or until further notice, we will not be having tours of the Howe House. The space down there is just too tight. We can't exercise social distancing, so until further notice, the Howe House is closed inside for tours. You're still welcome to go down there and walk around the property and take our new trail, walking trail. That is, of course, still open. So there's that. And then the floral quilt show that we had scheduled coming up this week has been postponed. We're going to do it probably sometime in the spring. So the quilt show has been postponed for a later date. So that's all the COVID-related news we have.
Now, it's unfortunate, but it makes a lot of sense here given the way things have gone over the last month. But at the same time here, Greg, there's still a lot that the History Center is involved in and a lot to see and do.
There is a lot still going on here. So we have our exhibits up. We had the Flower Power exhibit up, which people have really enjoyed. So we're going to keep that up for a little bit longer. And then, of course, everything in the exhibit has some sort of flower motif. So whether it's clothes or pottery or whatever it may be, including the hair wreaths. It's all floral, floral thing. And so then, of course, on the second floor, we have all of our regular exhibits that has everything to do with the history of Lyon County and the area. So those are still open. They will be open as far as we know. And we're just paying attention to the numbers and trying to keep our staff and our visitors as safe as possible.
Now, fall officially does not arrive until September 22nd, but your fall hours go into effect sooner than that, correct?
Our fall hours actually go into effect this week, today, September 1. And so we will no longer be open on Sunday. We will, however, be open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4, but we will be closed this Saturday for the Labor Day weekend. So 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday, this Saturday closed.
All right. Greg, anything else that you wanted to bring to our attention here this morning before we wrap things up?
We enjoy when the public comes in and visits with us and asks questions, but it's even more enjoyable when they ask questions we can't answer. And so even though we think we're the know-it-alls for Lyon County history, we enjoy it when people stump us. So if you have a Lyon County-related question, you can ask that either in person, call us on the phone here, 340-6310, or look at our Facebook page or our Instagram and ask a question and see if we can figure it out.
Well, you mentioned you've had to put a halt to the Howe House tours, but I also, you've got the path out there, the on the grounds that people can certainly walk. And have you been flagging that area out there, Greg?
We actually have flagged that area, so we have some of the wildflowers and native grass identified. That's an ongoing process because there are several varieties out there. But there are little pink flags, and on the flag it will tell you what the species it is. So if you start at the back of the house where the regular lawn grass meets the tall grass, that's where the path starts, and it actually goes down towards the zoo and then back to the house. It's a half-mile track. And everybody is welcome to go down there and check it out.
Where the small grass meets the tall grass. There we are.
Yeah, like that.
I just invented that.
Well, and that was nicely done. Greg, we appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
All right, Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center. Fall hours into effect now, 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday. They'll be closed this Saturday due to the Labor Day holiday weekend. KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It's 8:52.
Labor Day weekend is a great opportunity to celebrate your own hard work by shopping at Gion Showcase pre-Labor Day mattress sale. Save up to 7%.